Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio show where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Bring up any topic. You can do all sorts of things here. Our toll-free number, of course, to get in and get on the air is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And nobody, you had mentioned, you had asked a question about what percentage of folks are about to be unemployed. I don't know the answer to that, but what I do know is that 43% of small businesses say they'll be forced to close permanently if they don't get help soon, according
to a recent survey. This is the biggest corporate and governmental power grab in history. And that's exactly what it's going to do. It's going to force everybody out of business except them.
Yep.
And sooner or later it will. And those of us, like, I work outside the, I'm a minister of faith, so I act outside that system. But most people don't have that, okay? Most people don't know what they're gonna eat tomorrow, and now they're not allowed to work.
Right. Well,
and so literally, if they take the government's, recommendations at face value, the government is telling you to die. They're telling you to stop working, sit on your couch, and starve to death.
Well, they're going to start, you know, giving money to people. They're going
not
to start
me.
Give me liberty
people.
Or give me $1,200.
They're going to get more people on the welfare rolls as a result of this. They're going to get more people counting on them, which is a terrible idea. But
well,
that's what's
the problem
happen.
Is a lot of the people on the welfare rolls were born and bred to be on welfare. You know, they're literally products of the welfare system.
Sure.
Children that would not have been born or would not have lived if it had never happened,
well,
because the only way to get job security in modern America is to be a woman and get yourself knocked up. And as long as you can keep yourself pregnant and mothering, you've got a job for life.
For our listeners, nobody, will you define the welfare system? What do you mean by that when you say the welfare system?
It's all part of it, okay? Because it's all supposedly to promote the general welfare, okay? That's why they use the word welfare.
Mm-hmm.
So they could make it sound like it was constitutional, and it's not, because what that system does is promote the individual welfare of certain individuals, and what the Constitution says is that we will promote the general welfare. And what that means is pretty much they're saying we're doing this because it's best for everybody, or we're going to try to make it best for everybody.
But who decides?
Well, that's the thing, is as soon as it becomes a government, you lose your choice.
In this case, it's nine people in
robes. Basically, a government is just a it's the one corporation that will kill you if you refuse to buy its product.
That's pretty much it, yeah. The monopoly on violence, as Barack Obama put it.
Yeah, and the thing is, we need to give them some competition on that. Okay, monopoly is never a good idea.
No, I agree, and, you know, you spoke a bit about, you know, the potential for violence, how you feel about possibly shooting politicians.
Shooting, but being at a distance when they are shot and enjoying the spectacle.
Or even in self-defense, that kind of a thing. I would like to see innovation take over. You are absolutely correct that they do need competition. And so if you can't overthrow the thing that is, then, you know, it's time to out-innovate and build a better system that makes them obsolete.
And for me, this is a very familiar fight, because this is my whole career in tech. Like, I used to be a computer programmer before I realized, I mean, I was a productive member of society before I dropped out so I could sleep at night. Okay? I was a computer programmer for Citibank. I was in the belly of the beast. And I was making, definitely in the six figures. So I was doing just fine. The problem is, I realized what I was doing to people. When they bailed Citibank out, I had just started to study economics. And I'm like, oh my God, this is literally, they're stealing a country. This is the biggest heist in history. And they're really going to get away with it. And angry mobs aren't going to tear them apart in the street.
Were you talking about 20 years ago or now?
20 years ago.
Wouldn't you say the same thing's true now, if not more so?
Absolutely. The biggest naked power grab of history.
This is bigger than 9/11.
We should be out in the streets, in mass.
But the opposite's true. The opposite's true. People aren't out in the streets in mass at all.
Well, let me say this to my my erstwhile countrymen. If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude to the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask neither your counsel nor your arms. May your chains sit light upon you, and may history forget that you were our countrymen.
Thanks for that, Nobody. Let's do what we
do here. I was training for that one. I got to study that one.
That's all right. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Kirby calling from Indianapolis. Kirby, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
That was Samuel Adams who wrote what I just said, by the way. Okay. Actually,
first
he yelled
of all,
it.
Let me tell Nobody, thank you for that rant, because it was spot on.
Thanks.
Secondly, we are on a slippery slope. When I look at TV news, whatever, and I see them fining people for going to church, and mind you, I'm not a religious individual.
Right.
But to tell someone that they cannot go to church, A, is illegal, B, is unconstitutional, C, is immoral.
Yes, on all counts. Okay. Thank you, sir.
But they are setting us up to...
Can I get
for them to be able to tell us in the future, hey, guess what? We don't want you on the street. We are in de facto martial law right now.
Yeah, and there's very little difference between...
There's no difference. Yeah, and when I tell that to people out here on the street, they look at me like I've lost it.
The difference between the United States government and the Chinese government is only the distance of having an armed population. Because really, no matter what people may say, when the government comes to kill you, or when the government has already killed your family, then if you've got a gun, even if you know you're going to lose, you go out and take out as many of them as you can, you know?
And
I believe that's the only solution ever.
What's that, Kirby? Go ahead.
Don't go out like Anne Frank and her family.
Yeah, exactly. If I could go back in history, I wouldn't kill Hitler. I'd disarm the Jews. All of them.
That's it. You see what happened to the
And anybody else who wanted to, because I don't discriminate on religion. Huh?
But you see what happened in the Warsaw Ghetto when they fought back. They got respect.
They got respect. A lot of them died in the battle. Okay, so none of them they all either escaped or they died. None of them went to concentration camps, as I understand. They died to a man, and that's what the New Hampshire motto means when it says "Live free or die." Death is not the worst of evils.
Yeah. Hey, Kirby, I have a question for you. Where do you think all of the rebellion is? Do you think it's just dead? Do you think people...
No, it's on the right wing. The right wing some of the right wing is up in arms.
It's not dead, but it is asleep. And there are so many people out here right now who are sitting back just waiting to see if the rest of the country will stand up with them.
All right, Kirby.
Because
thanks,
there's no use exactly standing out there on your own.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched at her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
When we first got the DinoVite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs DinoVite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
DinoVite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DinoVite.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Yes, it's Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio show where you can bring up whatever you want to talk about. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And tonight, I am your host. I am the captain. And with me tonight,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I want to tell you about the next-generation wallet coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DIVIProject.org.
His name was Duncan Lemp.
We touched on this article about small businesses. 43% of small businesses say they'll be forced to close permanently if they don't get help soon, survey says. Small businesses can now apply for their share of a $350 billion in forgivable loans. Oh, how nice of the government to offer. You know, they hand money to individuals. They hand money to banks. But for small businesses, no, you get to take out a loan that may be forgivable if you follow their strict rules, of course. And that is all part of the $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus bill.
If they break their promise, by the way, you get to sue them in their court and have to bear the entire cost of all the attorneys you need to do that. Good luck.
That is true. Nothing like
Don't enter into the agreement with the devil in this case. I wouldn't recommend this.
Nothing
any
like
business
walking into an ambush. Small businesses are suddenly hanging on by a thread. 43% of small businesses say that they will have to permanently close within 6 months without some sort of quick cash infusion or fast improvement in economic conditions.
There's a lot of businesses who are going to close at the end of May.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Well,
maybe
if you're sitting home and you don't have anything to do, if I were you, I would first off learn code. And second off, study cryptocurrency, because if anything changes, if anything saves us, it's going to be cryptocurrency. No,
the internet in general, the network effect.
Nobody can save us now.
Nobody can save us now. And I agree. You know, for the first time, like before 2008, we didn't have any sort of non-government infrastructure, right? I like to call it anarchist infrastructure because it sounds cool. But, you know, non-government infrastructure. And Bitcoin is
not
really...
Not anybody who knows anything about economics. Well, because I hate that that word's been stolen by the left.
Yeah, but but what I'm saying is that we have non-governmental infrastructure for the first time. So this is the first potential economic collapse, if you want to call it that, where something like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies exists. You know, it is a potential exit, or at least a hedge against what's coming.
Gold's up over 1,700 today.
And I had this vision while I was out on the porch of, I was thinking, you know, at this point, if he's just mothballing the business, okay, I would be buying stock in his company. Okay. Yeah. And if he could sell stock, he would surely sell it, because that would give him the infusion of currency. Okay. So that he can meet short-term bills. He's already eliminated most of his expenses, which are employees. So he could reopen the business at some later date. And I hope he will be able to.
Who are we talking about here?
Keith Murphy.
Oh, okay. I didn't think he'd been mentioned on the air.
Oh,
but that's okay. I mean, it's not a private
thing. The only thing we mentioned is
I don't think he was mentioned. I don't think we were talking about that on the air.
I thought you were reading a press release.
I mean, it appears to be a post to a Facebook profile that was shared.
Okay, it's public information.
Sorry, I think
okay.
It's public. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't have
okay.
Facebook. I just saw a picture.
Okay, so long as it's Facebook,
I mean, it's written public. As though it's public. I don't know. I'm not on Facebook.
It sounded like a public announcement. That wasn't but you should, casual. I mean,
so since we weren't talking about on the air, you should talk about what.
Okay.
Referring to.
I left the room because I understood that my friend Keith Murphy had to lay off the last of his. Employees and shut down at least one of his two locations. And I was on the porch thinking, you know, if Murphy's Tap Room was selling stock, I would buy right now because it is a good company. I used to work for them as a dishwasher, literally, and I loved Keith Murphy. He's a good man. He's a good boss. He was always kind to me. I got arrested on the way to work, and instead of getting mad at me, he sent one of the cooks to pick me up because my car was impounded, and I went to work and finished the rest of my shift after showing up 2 hours late.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's no secret that small businesses are hurting and hurting bad, and this survey reveals a whole bunch more of that. So it's, I mean, yeah, it's hitting home here in New Hampshire, but it's other places, yeah, too.
And what, 8 people have died here? Year.
Yeah.
8. Is it 8? Or is it 8?
I don't know.
Cases?
I'm not paying attention to it. I really don't care.
I stopped
paying
attention.
The thing is, I care that they're stealing the nation out from under us.
Yeah.
They are literally shutting us down to milk us into bankruptcy.
How many people
so are that they can buy our stuff for nothing. That's what they're doing. It's the deliberate bankrupting of a nation, and I didn't think I would see it. It's like Chavez without the socialism. It's like Castro. You cannot allow this to happen.
I agree. And this survey done by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and MetLife.
Imagine Chavez without a welfare state just saying, hey, not only am I going to put you out of business, but you don't get another one.
Yep.
You just die.
Yep. 24% of small businesses have already shut down on a temporary basis, and 40% of small businesses that are still open say they will probably have to close temporarily or close permanently within the next 2 weeks.
This all happened because Barack Obama and Donald Trump made a bet during the election that whichever one they could win, okay, could shut down an entire nation due to a routine sickness until it literally died because it was too cowardly to stand up and fight and say, no, I'm going to leave my house. No, I'm going to go to work.
Yeah,
okay, I might get sick. Who cares? People have been dying at work from the beginning of time. Work is hard. That's why we won't do it unless they pay us.
You on it tonight, man.
Good Lord.
And we're not going to take it anymore.
We're not going to take it.
Well, this is why libertarians and voluntarists and anarchists, people that care about freedom, really need to get the hell out of where they are and move to New Hampshire. I mean, come on, what are you waiting on?
Gather together.
That's badass sativa, bro.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. Give us your calls and your thoughts. We'll have more of that coming up right after this.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvaney ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin with an update on the small business loan program.
We have distributed and confirmed $230 billion of loans to over 4,600 lenders participating. That is multiples and multiples of anything that the SBA has ever done in 1 year before. And I especially want to thank the broad-based community banks that are participating. If you haven't had your loan processed, you will get it processed this week.
During the White House coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says he took action regarding the coronavirus before there were cases in the United States.
There was not a single case of the coronavirus in the United States. So on January 17th, there wasn't a case, and the fake news is saying, oh, he didn't act fast enough.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, it's the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live.
We should call it something else while the country is being strangled.
I've been calling it the dystopian spring.
Yeah.
Because as of March
13th. That's what we should call it, the fascist spring.
As of March 13th.
I like dystopian spring better than fascist spring.
I woke up and...
How about silent spring?
And
it's certainly not what Rachel Carson expected the human race to go out as.
Things certainly seemed dystopian as all of a sudden folks were clamoring for the government to do all sorts of fun things that they otherwise shouldn't do.
Welcome to Discovia, ladies and gentlemen. They're working on ramping up the surveillance state, and once they have that ready to roll out, and they know you won't revolt, then we're getting ready for some real Orwell country.
Oh, and then the next thing I noticed was people stitching on each other staying far enough away from each other.
And I'm sorry,
really?
Snitches go in ditches.
Well, and get
they,
stitches,
are
right?
They are, at this point, collaborators with a hostile, occupying army.
If you want to do business...
They're the lowest of the low. Sorry.
Hostile to my right to earn a living, hostile to my right to eat, therefore hostile to my life. Because I don't want to take their money. I want to earn my money.
Yep. And if you want to do business with folks who feel the same way as we do, for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, we're helping build one that's liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed. There's even a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. And let's go to your calls and your thoughts, as we like to do here at Free Talk Live. We are going to talk to Jones Inc. Jones, you're on Free Talk Live. How you doing?
This is just crazy what the government's doing to us and what companies like CNN and Amazon are doing to us.
Tell me more.
Right? I watched Trump's briefing here on CNN, and at 6:30, in the little news broadcast thing where it says the headline or whatever, it said, "Angry Trump turns briefing into propaganda section." A minute later, it said, "Trump refuses to acknowledge any mistakes." And then, like 30 seconds later, it said, "Trump uses task force briefing to try and rewrite history in coronavirus response. Trump melts down in angry response to reports he ignored virus warnings." It's people like CNN and Amazon. They're just driving me crazy, okay?
I don't blame you. I can't imagine. I've stopped. I've checked out
like
of mainstream
Trump,
media.
But the way the media has treated him has been shameful. And what it's done is they've cried so much wolf that now he is literally engaged of a fascist takeover of the entire economy for the purpose not even of running it better, but of shutting it down. And they still, and the media isn't even complaining about that. They're complaining about, did he act soon enough, when if you look back at the first thing he did was to ban travel from China. And they said he was xenophobic and hysterical. Okay? It has been absolutely shameless the way they have treated him, and the way he's treating the nation is shameful, because he should be standing up and telling governors, you don't have the power, you don't have the right to shut your state economies down. But he doesn't even, you know, that's one of the few things that the federal government should do, is ensure a Republican form of government. And it says that in the Constitution, and that's not what we have. And I don't mean ruled by the Republican Party. Right. If you don't know what a Republican form of government is, it's exactly what the Republican Party and the Democratic Party stand against, is the idea of limited government.
What else did you want to say, Jones?
I wouldn't be that mad, you know, if it was just CNN, but it's companies like Amazon, okay? I ordered something off of Amazon, and it's taken a solid 3 weeks, okay? It's going to be here in May. I ordered this 2 days ago. Yes, in May.
Crazy.
Okay? It's coming from America. You know, so I'm going to call Amazon tomorrow, and I'm going to say,
it's coming from dystopia.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to call Amazon tomorrow, and I'm going to say, hey, I work for the news media, and you give me that now, and I need it fast, because I'm reporting, and I'm essential.
Yeah, tell them to send you a second one, and send it post, because send it second day air, because you're comfortable. Or just hire some unemployed guy to drive it over.
Yeah.
You know?
Anything else,
well,
Joe?
Hold on. Who are the competitors, right? Like, I mean, obviously people are very familiar with Amazon. Yeah. Are there any companies out there who are saying, we will fulfill any order as they come in, first come, first serve, whereas the Amazon, for instance, is saying, oh, well, we're only going to fulfill essential, so-called essential items, and then the rest of the stuff, we'll get to it when we get to it, essentially what I've heard. So who's their competition?
The government is directing that.
I don't know that Amazon has any competition.
Well, there's eBay, right?
There's Barnes & Noble, okay. There's eBay, there's the dark web, which is, somebody needs to set up a legal dark website. A place where they don't sell drugs,
yeah,
they
but
sell
then
toilet
you've
paper.
You've got to moderate all the items. See?
No. Amazon, you hide it, but it's for legal goods.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Jones.
Amazon is a monopoly, okay?
No, it's not.
You take eBay.
No, by definition,
well,
it's not a monopoly.
Competition.
We just gave you some examples.
Yes, but eBay is considered to be independent sellers.
There's different sellers on the internet. I mean,
there are different sellers, that's the opposite of a monopoly.
Yeah. Right.
Anybody can get as big as Amazon if they want to and if the government doesn't kill them.
That's the thing, is Amazon would be considerable to the companies that own American radio, okay? Amazon probably owns 85% of the market share, from what I understand.
Well, I hate to keep stopping you, but the reason that six corporations control all of the broadcast airwaves in the United States is because they control all the FCC licenses.
Yeah, and that is wrong that the government would allow that.
Yep. FCC licenses. Doesn't it say Congress shall pass no law abridging freedom?
Yeah, licensing is when they take away your right to do something and sell it back to you at a cost. So, all right. Well, thanks for the call tonight, Jones Inc. We appreciate that.
No, they don't sell the right. They sell privilege.
Well, right. But
that's
they charge
how you,
you
become privileged.
They charge you privilege, for the privilege.
Actually, the word privilege, people misuse it a lot, but it comes from Latin. And the Latin roots are privis legis. It means private law. And so it's basically a legal favor that you can buy.
Let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts. We have Dave in New York calling in. Dave, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing? If I have to hear any more...
Dave, don't ask somebody how they're doing and then immediately continue to talk.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
I think that how you doing is now okay as a formal noise. It's been demoted.
Well, if it comes out of Dave, then I guess that's true.
That's what Heinlein is. This Dave from Arizona?
Also, no, stop from shouting into your phone. It's breaking up, and it makes it harder to understand you.
If I have to hear any more about this fake-ass beer virus that doesn't exist, I will go insane and take you with me.
All right, I don't say that it doesn't exist. I just...
Dave, hold on the line. I want to hear more about what you have to say. I'm sorry we have to, do the thing here. But hold on the line. We'll bring you back after we go. 855 450 free like freedom. More from Dave in New York coming up right after we have some fun. Having fun at Free Talk Live is what we're doing.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, this is Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah. And now he's laughing at me for repeating his words. Ha ha. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. That is our toll-free number where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. And I almost rudely put Dave in New York on hold before we went to break, and let's go back to him if I can figure out how to do this without dropping it accidentally. Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool. So, I didn't mean to cut you off, but go ahead. What's on your mind?
Time waits for no man.
If I have to hear any more about this fake-ass beater virus, I'll just totally go insane because it doesn't exist. People are going mad over nothing.
Why are you calling it a beer virus?
Corona.
Oh, Corona, right.
So, Dave, what makes you think the virus doesn't exist?
People are going mad and crazy over nothing. It doesn't exist. People would stop talking about it. I wish Trump would stop talking about it.
I know one guy who says he had it.
Had it?
Yeah.
And a picture didn't happen, Ian. Picture didn't happen. P-O-I-D-H.
How do you take a picture of a guy with a virus? Like, that doesn't prove that he has a virus. He's one of our advertisers, actually.
He's saying, imagine it didn't happen.
Picture didn't happen.
For him, it did happen. You know?
I think I have to translate some of the New Yorkese for you. How you doing doesn't mean anything.
Okay. So, Dave, what is it about all of the thing that makes you mad, about all the hype?
Annoying beer every day. It doesn't exist.
Dave sounds like he's about to have an aneurysm.
Okay. If it doesn't exist, then my question is, why doesn't it? Because the government has the power to do what they're doing now. All they need is the excuse. So why wouldn't they just release a real virus and solve the same problem, but without the possibility of getting caught? That would be a huge cover-up.
People are going and crazy. They're emptying out the stores, going, they're stockpiling.
Well, it's not crazy to empty out the stores when business is shut down. The government has gone crazy.
Grocery stores, and you're like, people are going in grocery stores, wearing chicken.
The world doesn't operate without the whole supply chain, even the strippers, because there's a guy who goes to work because he can go to the stripper afterwards, and if he can't go to the stripper afterwards, he's going to quit his job and drink beer.
It doesn't exist.
Okay, man, I mean, that sounds like a strong case of denial, and I'm not saying that it's impossible that you're wrong.
I'm going to need more than a bare assertion as evidence, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it's not impossible that he's wrong. However, there certainly seems to be some evidence that some sort of malady exists that is likely a novel coronavirus. But coronaviruses have been around for a long time. This is nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
And what's new about it is the crazy reaction and this just ratcheting up of authoritarianism that has never occurred before.
And we're talking about the government. Why wouldn't they save money by actually releasing a virus and also get rid of 3 million citizens who are going to be drawing Social Security someday so they can rob them of their lives and their retirement. And no, I think you'd have too much trust for the government. It's much easier for them to release the virus themselves and use that as a pretext for a takeover.
I have to give Dave a little bit of credit because he's angry for a different reason than I think, you know, instead of being angry that he's seeing people.
But yeah, thank you for not just buying it blindly.
Yeah, instead of, you know, being angry that, oh my gosh, I saw people not social distancing today and like trying to snitch on him and call 911 and the cops on his neighbors or whatever. He's mad because he's tired of it. He realizes it's BS. Am I wrong, Dave?
You're totally, it's BS. I want to swear, but I can't. But, you know, it doesn't exist.
Okay, he's saying the same thing over and over, just like he always does.
You got nothing but dogma for me. You go bring me some information, bro.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
One thing that does exist is the authoritarian insane response and the obedient insane response to that.
There's many evils in the world, and death ain't the worst of them.
What I don't like is the obvious campaign, right? So you see and hear commercials for this stuff, right?
Stay home, stay safe.
Stay home, stay safe. Yeah,
if you see something, say something.
They've got
that one.
They've got like the sports ball players, right? All the stars. They've got them doing commercials for like
that.
Oh, everybody, stay home, right? You know, and that kind of a thing. And I'm seeing this stuff, and I don't even like have regular TV, much less cable TV.
Wow.
And I'm seeing this kind of stuff. So you know that it's permeating the market. Yeah. They're flooding the market with all of these advertisements supporting their position on this, further brainwashing the folks who are literally being programmed via television.
Well, here's an interesting thing. You remember that pastor that was going to have the 1,000-person Easter Sunday service?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently he did, according to a report at, of all places, TMZ, who had reported on it in advance. But all the other outlets who reported on it in advance didn't report on what actually happened. So there was a lot of coverage that this, you know, Louisiana pastor was going to do this thing, and apparently he did. The TMZ story doesn't seem to say anything about any arrests. So I don't think the media wants to report on what was, according to Tony Spell, the pastor, a major success with over 1,300 attendees.
He had 1,300 attendees?
Nice.
That's what he says. However,
I mean, at this point, I would go to an Easter service if it wasn't too late, just because they're not going along with it. They're not just laying down and dying.
Do you have a source for this, Ian?
TMZ. TMZ.com. He says he had 1,345, which is higher than his usual turnout. However, they do point out that the congregation was rarely shown in the video. So, but that said, he may want to protect his congregation. You know?
Yeah.
I'll give him kudos for that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't do lecture sermons. I lecture on the radio, but my church is open. And if, you know, if you need somebody to talk to or somebody to chill with, then, I don't know, get in touch with me somehow if you're in Keene.
Did it say anything else about the service? It went and then it...
Yeah, I mean, if he was arrested or anyone was arrested or the police did anything, certainly there would be news about that, but that's not in this story.
I heard it
seems to have gone off without a hitch.
I heard that there were some people who got ticketed for attending church services.
Yeah, that story came out before Easter.
Yeah, okay. I also saw a video of a, I don't know how it ended, but there was a minister who was confronting police on his property. They were on the property of the church, and he was about to have a service. And, I mean, every cop in town was there. There were like 30 cop cars.
Wow.
You know, at a church.
I did
because
see,
they're having services.
I did see a few things cross
my
feed.
The human race has gotten so weak that that's required for us to survive, then those who lack the strength to survive without a quarantine, I mean, it's better if they if that, even if it was 1 or 2%, it would be better if they just died off. You know, it's not saying anything bad about you. It's just that's the way Darwin is. They don't shut down the whole ecosystem to keep one animal alive, because if they did, the whole ecosystem would die.
I did see a few things cross my feed. I saw some folks who were, because remember we did the story on the police are going to track your license plates if you go to church, right?
They touched on it.
Swoop through the parking lot and record everybody's license plate who went to church. So apparently some folks were covering up their license plates as they attended church with special messages for these police officers.
Good.
Things like, it's Easter, this is America, stuff like that.
That's
cool. I saw a few of those cross my feed. But I have heard very little, and I did some show prep. I scoured the internet for some stories today, and I didn't hear anything about any of the church services. So
there's nothing in the news about it.
Yeah, because nothing happened that they can twist bad. Even if there is fallout from those services, it will be weeks down the road, and they don't want to report that the things happened until they can report some attending disaster.
If it doesn't bleed, it doesn't
they
lead.
They want us to know why we need them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, circling back to this article from MarketWatch about the small businesses, just a few more bullet points here. 24% have already shut down on a temporary basis. We covered that. 43% of the 500 polled businesses says they can't survive without some sort of government assistance or change in economic conditions. 46% say the economy needs between 6 months and a year to return to the way it was.
The economic conditions, by the way, were imposed upon them by the government.
Correct.
So this is an entirely government-caused problem, and the other side of that is it's an obedience-caused problem, because if business owners refused to shut down like little bitches and actually went ahead and...
They can't make the customers come, though.
Right, that's a good point.
It's true. Yep, 54% say the American economy is in, quote, poor health, unquote. So, and
well,
that's just
put the
survey.
Government out of its misery.
That'd be great.
855-453-855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.